We're going to start from the end of Samachayim and Aleph, Avuah d'Shmuel. The Gemara says three hanogas Avuah d'Shmuel had with his daughters. One is he didn't allow them to go out with chutin, and he didn't allow them to sleep together, and he also made them gvois b'yom Nisan, and he was mafse b'yom Tishrei. And we'll explain all of them. The Gemara that says he didn't allow them to go out with chutin, the Gemara's kasha was that the Gemara, the Mishnah says that the Banas Ketanas go out the chutin ba'azneim. They made pierced ears, and they had the chutin to stop the ears from closing up. It's not called the masli. So the Gemara says, ba'ad Avu Shmuel the tzevayim avu, that the Avu the Shmuel's daughters had colored chutin. And that's what's brought in Shulchan Aruch L'maisa, that colored chutin ma'asa because of shalaf u'machvi. We spoke about this in the Shared Afton Testament days, with there, it's Mavur that you're allowed to go out with earrings, and Rashi says, because the ears are covered by the head covering, and the Ramah says, Lefizeh, if the ears aren't covered by the head covering, it's Asur. Now, according to Rashi, it's very good the chiluk between the earrings and the chudim, because his daughters weren't married, so male, they wouldn't cover their hair, so their ears weren't covered. But Taisus apparently had a girsum in Rashi that, or Pshat in Rashi, that earrings are hard to take off, not because they're covered, and that's why he says the chilek is, because the tzevainim are easy to take off. So that's what we spoke then, it's a shalachal amaisam, if they're covered, would that be a heter? Ayin shom. Now also, he didn't allow them to sleep together, and the Gemara says that should be a raya to Ravuna, because Ravuna says that Noshem ha-mesayl azubazu. Rashi says the mechachos mishum taivus tashmish absul sakuna, and there's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says it means absul kayin gadol because znus doesn't pass the fakuna. Pane abal pniya doesn't pass the fakuna. It means absul kayin gadol. She's not a absul shlema. And even though there wasn't a kayin gadol b'mei Shmuel, but still, since it's like a znus, it would pass the kayin gadol. It's called a bia, so it's lav erich ara. And Taisus brings up Pshat that it's talk al Zayna, and the Gemara in Yevamis is mashman that way, which the Gemara says we don't hold like Ravuna, because even our Belazos Panav Pnuy is a Zayna, but here it's just a Pitusa Bialma. It's not really a Bia. It sounds like he was coming to Bavarn, the Psula Sukuna of Ravuna was al Zayna. But anyway, but the Gemara says it's not a right to Ravuna, the Gemara in Yevamis Taka Pasin is not like Ravuna. He says it's Kihechi, Glalaf and Gufan Achra. And Rashi says, "V'savu lishkev v'mish." Now the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia Perachavala v'lochachav alochaches, I mean, says like this: Noshem ha'mesulol ezum ezum aser u'mimaisim mitzrayimu shezarnu olav. That we have a azhara. It's maisim mitzrayim shenema k'maisa eretz mitzrayim leisasu. V'arum chachamim mahayu oisim ish neisa ish v'isha neisa isha v'isha nisa l'shnei anoshim. Then he says, "Av v'isha ma'is is a osir a malkan olav shem lelav miyuchid." Very ain't shom bia klal. It's not a bia. Lefichin esar sekunim mishem znus. Loi ta osir isha al ba'al b'zev shein kan znus. Veroy lakaisa makis married the sel v'osir iser. So the Rambam brings the din that noshim b'slos is osir lives ma'isa eretz mitzrayim, and he brings the pasuk k'ma'isa eretz mitzrayim loisasu. As a machlokes in the Mefarshim, if he means it's an Issa Deraisa, the Kiryas Sefer from the Madid says that according to the Rambam, there's an Issa Deraisa. It's Kamais Eretz Mitzrayim. You just don't get Malkus because She'ein Le'lav Meyuchad, since the Lav is going on other things also, so it's not a Lav Meyuchad. But the Prisha in the Tur brings this down in Evan Ezra Simon Chaf, and the Prisha then Emzon, that's the Rabbanan. It's like an Asmachta. And this is brought as a psak halach in Shulchan Aruch, Evin Ezer, Simen Chaf, Sif Beis. Now the shaila is, how does it stem with that Gemara? If there's an Issa Deraisa, or even an Issa Derabanan, for Noshim Salalas, why did the Gemara bring a raya to Rav Huna, that it's Psulas Lakuna, and we'll have to say another time, Kech Lelof and Gufa Nechra, that would sound like there's no Issa. It's just like Rashi says, it's a Gnai Dover, it's called a Bia. Or even if it's not called the Bia, but Lamaisa will cause it to want a Bia, if it's an Issa Deraisa, or even an Issa Derabanan, so what's the Pshat? The Chassam Sefer, there's in the Ein Mishpat, on the din of Nashim Slol Zubazub Sula Sakuna, the Misha brings the Rambam that we discussed in the Shulchan Aruch, and in the back, the Agayis Chassam Sefer, in the back of the Gemara, asks the Kasha, that L'chayr, what's the Kasha of Avodah Shmuel, according to this Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch? So he says, it could be the Pshat was because they were Ketanais. They weren't Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs B'chlal. So if the Pshat is become Pasul Lakuna, or even like Rashi says, Pasul Lakuna Gedela, but it's a Ganai, so then it's understandable, but otherwise they're not Mechuyiv and Mitzvahs, he wouldn't worry about it. But he says it's a Deichik, because he has to be Mechanech them. But maybe you could say that to instruct them not to do it, that's the din you have to do with the Ketana. But just to make sure they don't sleep on the same bed, because they might do it, you wouldn't be so worried about a Ketana, because even if they do it, they're still a Ketana. You just have a Chiyuv Chinuch. You wouldn't necessarily have to say they don't sleep in the same bed. I mean, you see, he was Mechanech them Lagabe, the Chutim Sheba Azneim, even though they were Ketanais. Maybe that would be the Pshat. I saw in the Masifta Gemara, it brings the Sefer Kiryas Melech Rav, it's from the son of the Machne Ephraim, I think, early Svarad HaShagayin, that he, Tak, also is bothered how the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch stem with our Gemara. He said, from the Mechilta alone, maybe you would say like this, that maybe the Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim, it says this, that Ish Noisa Ish and Isha Noisa Isha. That maybe you'd say if it's they did a marriage, even though it's really not a marriage, Bechlal, or maybe Hagufa, that's the Mechukaseim Leisei Leichum, and that's the Avla, or maybe the Pshat is, if it's Bekvias, so then has the Yisra of Mais Eretz Mitzrayim. But here was Derech Harai, so that's why the Gemara didn't bring it. Now the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are Mefurish not the way. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are Mefurish, and even one time, they were even Mais Eretz Mitzrayim. So he says, could be the Pshat is that when he says Kihech Alof and Guf and Nechro, he didn't mean that was his Egan and Haga. He meant that was an Issa Darabanan. That's a Pshat in the Gemara. There's an Issa Darabanan Kihech Alof and Guf and Nechro, which also is a little bit schwer. It doesn't stem with the Teres Kainim of Ma'is Eretz Mitzrayim, which says that the Issa Darabanan is Al Ma'is Eretz Mitzrayim, not Al Kihech Alof and Guf and Nechro. And also it's not Mashman in the Gemara that he's saying there's an Issa Darabanan. Mashman has his own anhaga. Tzarechim is that, but al kopanim halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins and no one's chaylik like the Rambam and the Tur, that there's a din maisa it's mitzrayim for nafshim asaylus. You notice Gemara is not mashman away, but that's the psak. There's no chalkim. Savada that's the psak halacha. Now the third thing the Gemara says that Avud Shmuel did for his daughters was avadu mikvayis b'yomi Nisan. Umafzi b'yemi Tishrei. He made for them mikvayis in the spring days. He did not allow them to be tovel in the Pras River, and rather he would gather together water and make separate mikvayis for them. And the Gemara explains because there's in the spring days there's a lot of rainwater mixed into the Pras River, so you can't be tovel them, and we'll be marach about that soon. But in Yemi Tishrei in the fall, he was mafzi because then he allowed them to be tovel in the Pras River, because throughout the Yemos HaGashamim, throughout the winter, the rain would pile up and there'd be a lot of rain in the Pras River. And throughout the summer, it would have the melted snow coming down from the mountains to join the Pras River. But at the end of the summer, there's no more melted snow and hadn't rained for months. And then you'd be allowed to be tovel in the Pras River. You wouldn't have to be afraid that it's rave rainwater. So then he was mafzi. He made mats for them to be tovel in the Pras River. So the question is, why did he need mats? That's a machlokes rishonim. Rashi says that you needed the mats so there shouldn't be the mud, shouldn't be a chatzitza. So you put the mats under their feet. So if Rashi rishonim say, well, come on, if you don't have the mats, you wouldn't be yaitz of the tvila, because there's a chatzitza. Rishonim here, the Raman, the Rashba, the Ran, rishonim and Nida, they have two problems with Rashi. First of all, the Mishnah Mikvayi says that tit is not a chatzitza if it's moist. Only tit hayavein and tit hayetzrim, very sticky, thick mud. So there they say, you have to say that the mud by the river, Rashi holds, is also a similar type of thick, sticky mud, like tit hayavein and tit hayetzrim, that would be chatzitz. And the other kasha they have is, the Mishnah says in Mikvayi, that if you take a bed, and put it into the mud, into a mikveh, it would be considered a good tefillah, because the mayim mekadmin. When you push the bed into the mud, it's really, there is a small surface of water, a film of water, which since it was in the water first, so if the chatzitza will be on the bed first and then you put it into the mikveh, so the water doesn't get there. But if the water is there first, so then it's not a chatzitza because you have the water there first, so the water remains on the skin. So the Rishonim say, must be sheet this Rashi is, that's only by a bed, which is flat, but by a person's foot, the mud gets in between the toes, and you don't say, Mayim Mekadim B'chai Gavna. There is a pshat, because Rashi in Nida's Mashma, that they put the mats, not where they were tevil, but on the way to the tevilah. Because maybe once you're in the water, so then you'd say, Mayim Mekadim, but on the way to the tevilah, you don't want mud to get onto the foot. And the Tziv says it's pshat in Rashi in Nida, and that also explain, because there is a pshat in the Gemara Nida that you can't be tevil when you're standing on kelim. If the kelim on mekabel tuma, you can't be tevil min rabbanan standing on kelim. That mats mechayra mekabel tumas medrash. So that would explain that Rashi's not talking about you actually standing on the mats. Rashi's talking about that you're going on the mats on the way to the mikvah. But pashas, it means that you're standing on the mats. Maybe Rashi holds it's not a problem if you're standing on kelim. There's another pshat in that Gemara, and it means that the kelim that you're scared that you might fall off, not because they're mekabel tuma. Hankapana, that sheet is Rashi, that the reason for the mats is because of the chatzitza of the mud. But Taisus brings down the other pshat, the Rishonim say it, that the mats weren't to put under the feet, the mats were to put around for privacy, if it's tznius. And they say a big yisayin, that if a woman is tevil in a place where people might see her, so then, it's not a good tefillah. She shouldn't lechatchila be tevil in that place, because could be she'd be very scared and embarrassed that somebody might be looking at her and won't be tevil properly. If that's the reason, so b'di'evid it would work, b'di'evid that she says it was a good tefillah would work, but that's a din lechatchila, not to be tevil in a place where someone might see her, and she'll be embarrassed, she'll be scared that someone will come to see her, and she won't be tevil properly. That's the other pshat in the Rishonim. And that was in regard to Maftzei B'yayme Tishrei. Now, in regard to that, he made a mikveh B'yayme Nisan, he didn't allow her, the daughters to be tevil in the Paris River on Yayme Nisan. So, he was in the same way, the Rav, the Omer, Rav, Mitchu B'marava, Sad, the Rav of Paras, Savash, the Yubo, Neifim, Alazechla. If there's rain in Eretz Yisrael, so the Paras is an aid for that. In other words, the rain overflows and makes the Paras much bigger. And he was afraid that maybe there'll be more rainwater than original river water, the water that comes from the ground. So Rashi and Ruba de Ruba of the Rishonim say that the issue is the din of Zeichlin. The din is the difference between a mayan and a mikvah. Mayan, the water, if the water is flowing from the ground, from an underground source, so then it's matar b'zeichlin. Even when it's flowing, it's matar. Mashenke in a mikvah, water that comes from the rainwater, has to be a mikveh, has to be a shpeir, and has to be collected, gathered. It can't be flowing. The paris is flowing. So whatever water is from the original river, from the underground source, so that would be mutter, that would be matar b'zeichlin. But the rainwater, if it's rave rainwater, so the rainwater is not matar b'zeichlin, so therefore it would be pasul. So Rashi brings up shat from his Rebbeim, from Rebbeinu HaLevi, that the thing is that a zava needs mayim chayim. A nida, a zava, can't go into a mikvah of rainwater. She needs specifically mayim chayim, water that comes from the ground. So we have the din of a zav needs mayim chayim. That says in the pasuk, v'rachas b'sar b'mayim chayim. It says it particularly by zav. It doesn't say it in the Torah by zava. But apparently, it's Rabbi held that a zava also needs mayim chayim. So since the nida is not like safik zavis, there's a chumra that we always consider Isha Nida to be perhaps a Zav, and that's why we need Zayin Nikim. Who would then we would need Mayim Chayim? She'd have to be Tevil specifically in spring water as opposed to rain water. The Rashi says it's not correct lahalacha. There's a Farisha Tesefta that says that there's a Chaymer of Zav from Zava. It's a Tesefta in Megillah and in other places that a Zav needs Mayim Chayim. A Zav doesn't need Mayim Chayim. So Rashi disagrees with his Rebbe, Rabbeinu Alevi. Taisus also brings it down. Taisus has another kasha that why would the mikvahis help? How did he make mikvahis the Yom Nisan? You didn't allow the pros because of rainwater. How would mikvahis help? If it's a problem of zeichlin, so the mikvahis are shpirin, the mikvahis are kavu v'kaimi, they don't move. But if the problem is mayim chayim, why would the mikvahis help? A good kasha. But Achrayim point out that the earlier the Ga'inim seemed to hold like Rabbeinu Halevi. The Bach already mentions it in the beginning of Simon Reish Aleph. He says he brings Rashi's Rabbein. He also brings Rav Palti Ga'in, he says, and the Tshuvas Ga'inim also holds that way. And he says that they hold it's a Dinder Rabbanan, that the Seft is going Midaraisa. Midaraisa, you don't need Mayim Chaim. Midar Rabbanan, you need Mayim Chaim. Shalaz Vushdeit is Adder Rabbanan. It's a Bissel Shver. But that's what the Bach says. He says, Avad al Halacha, we don't hold that way. Because the Rishayim, like we said, the Rambam, the Rif, the Ravid, the Rajba, the Rosh, Rashi's Maskana, all the Rishayim hold they don't need Mayim Chaim. But the Rabbeis of Shirashi is like Rapalti Gain, he says it's a Dinder Abanan. The Aruch Lener, and neither the Afsamach Zayin, he brings Kama other Gainim that say it. He had it in the Sefer Tshuva Gainim. He found that, first of all, the Ravid brings it from the Bahag. He says, we have in our Bahag, our copy of Allah Zedels, we have Fakert. But the Ravid brings from the Bahag, and now Ravid, in the beginning of Shai Tefillah Bali Nefesh, we have that that what's written in the Bahag that you need Mayim Chaim, he says, the Shibish has Sefer Maya. So tell you Sefer in the Bahag. In our Bahag, Bemison, it's a shtickle stira, because he brings earlier in the Bahag the Tesefta that says, Ein Bein Zav L'Zava, El Shazav Ton Bias Mayim Chaim, V'Zava Einet Tun Bias Mayim Chaim. But then a little bit later, he writes, Elashim Le'echoyle Itzel Mitvel Asira V'Le'mishtar T'tavu B'mayim Chaim. It's Hekadik Aduch to the Kar Alma, if it's very cold, V'Le'echoyle Itzel Mitvel Isha Can Be Toivel Asira V'Le'mishtar T'tavu B'mayim Chaim. So there he does mention Mayim Chaim. We'll speak about that in a second. But Al Kopanim, the Aruch Lener, brings a Kama other Ga'inim mentioned Mayim Chaim, the Rav Nechunai Ga'in, and Rav Hai Ga'in, and Rav Shur Ga'in, all the Tshuvas Ga'inim and the Aitzar Ga'inim. He says the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Aleph and Ilchus Mikvais brings that the Tshuvas Ga'inim mentions Mayim Chaim in regard to Tefillah Zava, and he says it's the Tai Sefer, but the Aruch Lener says if you find that Rabbeinu Alevi and Rashi, Rabbeis of Shirashi hold that way, Mustam and the Ga'inim held that way. Why would you say it's a Tai Sefer? And he says, L'maisa that the Sefta is not brought in Bavli, the Mishnayis don't say it, the Mishnayis by Megillah, that talks about Ein Bein, they don't say Ein Bein Zav L'Zava, El Shazav Ton Mayim Chaim, and Azava doesn't. It's not brought in that Mishnah, it's brought in the Braisa. So, B'chireb B'lashonar Abchiyim Inayin Loi, and it brings the Raya from a Mishnah in Mikvois, which is Mashma that Azava also needs Mayim Chaim, even though the Rishonim Fataych the Mishnah, the Matchik a little bit, but maybe the Gainim learn Kipshutai, that this Mishnah is not like the Tesefta. Now, the Netziv in Neither the Edav Samach Zayin, he says he wants to be Miyashiv, that when the Bahag, which we mentioned one time, the Bahag says you need Mayim Chaim, but another time he says he brings us to Sefta, that you don't need Mayim Chaim, and also the Rishayim that say that you need Mayim Chaim, the Gainim I mean, he says the Pshat is you don't need Mayim Chaim like Azav, in other words, water from the spring, real pure Mayim Chaim. But you do need that the Mayim shouldn't be Nishtanu. The Bahag was talking about when it's cold, she can't be Tevil until she has Mayim Chaim, meaning that you're not allowed to heat up the water. When you heat up the water, you're being Mishan of the water, and Mamela, it will become Ice Mayim Chaim. He says, the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Yadal and in Brachas Daf Chav Beis, is this such a thing as being Tevil in hot water? And the Rishayim learned you can't be Tevil in hot water because it'll be Shuvim, because how are you going to get hot water? You have to boil it in a pot, in a boiler, and that would make it Shuvim. But really, we have Eitzes how to get hot water, and it shouldn't be Shuvim. If you put very hot metal into the mikvah, or you take the mayim shuvim and you attach it to mayim kshayim, like we do in our mikvahs. So such a thing as hot water, it's not shuvim. So he wants to say the problem hot water is be'etzim. It's not mayim chayim. In other words, it can't be nishtanu. So there is a difference between zav and zava, that a zav needs real mayim chayim coming from a spring. A zav is good enough if she has mikvahs, even if it's rainwater. But the point is, the Mayim Chaim means that it can't be Nishtanu. That's the Pshat in the Gainim. So he says, that would explain Rashi, because Rashi in Sanhedrin also says that a Zava needs Mayim Chaim. He says it Derech Agav. He says that a Nida, if she says 3 days, then she becomes a Zav, and she needs Zayin Akim, and a carbon and Tefillah is Mayim Chaim. I Rashi here says you don't need Mayim Chaim. It's Shver. The Teretz is that in this Gemara where you want to say that she can't be Tevil in rainwater, Havada she could be Tevil in rainwater. But the din of Mayim Chaim is that it can't be heated up. You can't be Mishana the water. The Mishnah Yankov in Yeridea, Sim Nemvav, was Mechavim Mamash to this Netzivah. They're Mechavim Shneim Adav Rechad. Then when the Bahag says you don't eat Mayim Chaim like the Tosefta, but he also mentions Mayim Chaim, it means it can't be Nishtanu. Now we don't bask in that way. We have had the knowing that they are Teifel in hot water. But when he wants to say a Raya from Rashi and Sanhedrin that mentioned Mayim Chaim, not such a stark Raya, because Rashi and Bechari Staff Nevav and Mabez learns up the din of Shalyubo Neitfam Alazeichlam with the Paras B'yem Tishrei, like his Rebbeim, that's a problem of that his oven needs Mayim Chaim. So it's not so shver that Rashi in other places learned like his Rebbeim when he was younger, and then afterwards he challenged the pshat. He decided it's not a good pshat, so he said his own pshat of the problem is that it's not a shver and that it's Eichlin. So the Rashi in Sanhedrin could be like Rashi in Becheris. You don't have to make this chiluk. So in the Netziv, he brings a letter from the Netziv's son, Reb Chaim Berlin, that asks him a lot of kashas on this pshat. Nehecha teisa this thing, that if it's nishtana, it's not Mayim Chaim, where do you get it from? And he says, Lefi zeh, the first parak of Mikvois talks about 6 miles in Mikvois. And you have a mikvah, which works for Adam and Kalim. And then you have, he says, like Mayim Muchim, which works for Zeichlin, but it's not Mayim Chaim, it's like salty water that comes from a spring. And then you have Mayim Chaim that works for a Zav. It should say another chiluk, that Mayim Shaloi Nishtanu, in other words, Mayim Shinishtanu, that works for other tefillahs, for someone that's a Tamei Meis or a Tamei Sheretz, and then you have, or a Nida, and then you have a Zava, which doesn't need a spring water like a Zav, but it needs a Kapana Mayim Shaloi Nishtanu, Mayim that wasn't heated up, and then you have a Zav that needs Mayim Chaim, which should say like another chiluk in between. And so it was Maskim, it's a Shvarib Shat. Now, like upon him, there is a sheet there, a base of Shirashi, which they bring that Mashmais from Kamaka Einim that held that way, that Azav needs Mayim Chaim. That's Nitcha from Malacha, like from the Tesefta, and all the Rishainim hold that Azav does not need Mayim Chaim. Now, the Etzim Din of being Tevil bin Aharis, which the Gemara says that Shmuel had a problem of Shem, Avu the Shmuel had a problem of Shem, Yubu, and Eifim Alazechlim, and first the Gemara said, Upligi the Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, Nara Mikipe Mivrich, that there's no problem by a nar that the rainwater will become raiv because a nar gets most of its water from the source. And Taisus speaks out, even though you see that the naharis get much, much bigger when it rains, but that's because part of the water is coming from the source. One tefach comes from the rain, that means 2 tefachim are coming from the source. But then it says, Upliga didei adidei, da'amah shmuel einamayim atayim azeichem alaparis b'yem etishrei bovat. So Shmuel himself held like Rav, that the problem was that there was a problem with Shlayibu Anayfim Alazaychlim, like Avu de Shmuel. But in Chassan, Taisus brings Rabbeinu Tam, that brings a lot of Rayas, halachas like Shmuel. He brings the Gemara in Bechiris, and he says that that's how it's Seimach to be Tevil in the Haris, even if they're very big, they could be Tevil in the Haris. Now, Rav Rishayim don't hold that way. The Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Ravid and the Rashbam and the Ran, they all say if Avu de Shmuel was Machmer and Shmuel himself is a stira, and even if you have different Agadah to Gemaras that say that Nahar Mikibe Mivrach, but Halacha L'Maisa, Chayish is not that way. And that's the psak of the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch, that you can't be Tevil Naharis except B'yayme Tishrei. The Rishayim explain, it means when you have a Nahar B'yayme Tishrei, then you know that there's none or very little Megashamim in it. So if you know that the Nar has the same amount of water that now that it has B'yayme Tishrei, it's on its smallest level, so then you could be Tevil in it, because then it's pure Nar water, and that's okay. But when you have a Nar that's not B'yayme Tishrei, that's larger than it's supposed to be, so you have to be Chayshish for Ribui HaNeifim, and the Ribui HaNeifim is not Matar B'zeichlin. But the Ramah says that even though the correct, it's better to be Machmir, but he says that Yesh Matirim, and when there's no Mikvah, then Nagu Berev Mekaymus, when there's no mikvah to be Tevil in the Haris, and he says, Ein Limchas Biyad Anayigu Mahakal Kiesh Lema Mishi Yismeichu. It's interesting, even though it's an issue of a Deraisa, the Lamaisa, there is a minik to be Mekalak Rabbeinu Tam, And once there's a minik to be samech, even if it's a das yachid in the rishenim, the negei the raisa, but b'shas etchak, when you have a minik to be samech, it could be samech on the minik, and he says ein limchais. But if there is a mikvah, then you're not allowed to be tevel in the hares, except if you know that there's no ribui anayt from ala zeichla. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara goes on the Mishnah Perefis ala Evin, that you have a woman in Madai, that they would have in their cloak, they would have like a buttonhole on one side, and they would have a loop, and then they would use a stone, or a coin, a sela, a madea, or a egais, or walnut, and they would use that as a button, like, to push it through the buttonhole on the other side. They'd wrap it in the cloth on one side, and push it through the loop, through the buttonhole on the other side. That's perethis. And then it says, uvashle tifuf lechachila b'shabbos. You can't lechachila put it in the, make this prefa on Shabbos. So Gemara says, v'amir reisha perethes, because, like Rashi read Zeis, it already says they could go at prufais. Medayas could go at prufais, and not only medayas, or divar behaiva, that you like to go at prufais. So that you could go out with, if it's paruf, if it's prufa from Erev Shabbos, that already says prufais. And then it says perethes ala evin. That sounds like you can do it on Shabbos. And then it says, Avashalai different tchila b'Shabbos. So it's just theorem. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye Sefer San L'Matbeya. A coin, you can't do it with tchila on Shabbos because a coin is muksa. Hashem kein egeis, or an evin, that you could do with tchila on Shabbos. And the problem is, the evin is also muksa. So Rashi takes care of the problem. And Rashi says, evin shehiksa l'kach roi l'toto. The evin which you put aside for using for prefer purposes is roi for total. But the Chiddush Rashi asks the kasha, so why can't you do the same thing with the matbea? What would be the difference? Why can a coin also be set aside for it? What's the chiluk, the evin and the matbea? So the achrenim in Simin Shin Gimel, on this halacha, Simin Shin Gimel Sifcha Veiz, the achrenim is the Teis of Shabbos and the Reb Kiva Ega, they shtel to a Magen Avram, that's already a Magen Avram, or is already said in Simin Shin Ches, Sifchav Beis. We're there, and this is, we learned this already in the fourth parak, at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if, let's say, you decide on a Dava Muksa to use it for one Shabbos, and you weren't Miyachid al-La'ilam. So it depends. If it's something which is roi to have this Yichud, it makes sense. Without a Yichud, it's not a Kli. It's an Eitz, it's an Evan, whatever the case may be. But it's not a Kli. And then you decided to be miyachid, but it's a thing that you could be miyachid. It's roi to be miyachid for this use. So then yichud for Shabbos achas also works. Now, Shankin, if you have something which is not roi to be miyachid, it's not the normal thing to miyachid for this use, then yichud for Shabbos achas doesn't work. You need a yichud la'ilam. Spoke about this in the fourth parak. Hazak the Magen Avram, so a stone, if we're dealing with a round stone, nice smooth round stone, it's perfect for prufa purposes. So as soon as you decide you want to use it, even if you're only going to use it for one Shabbos, it's ice muksa. Mashenki in a coin is supposed to be a coin. You want to appropriate the coin to use for prufa purposes, it's not royal lekach, there yichud l'Shabbos achas doesn't help. So that's the chilek between an evin and a coin. A stone is royal to be used for prufa. We're talking about a round stone, which is royal to be used for prufa. So yichud for Shabbos achas works. A coin is not roi, so therefore, you can't be perifit on Shabbos, even if you're miyachid for that. Ay bezai, the charekum dais the Rashba to ask the kasha, and doesn't say a teretz. The Rashba is bothered by a kasha. Forget, he brings the Yerushalmi that says that shloi tifuf achila b'Shabbos is going both on a coin and a stone. And the only thing you could be perifit achila b'Shabbos is the egg, is the walnut. The Rashba is very good, l'shitase, because the Rashba there in the fourth parak holds that even a stone needs yichud la'olam. Yichud l'Shabbos achas doesn't help at all. So melim manav shach. If you miyachid la'olam, that should work even by a coin. If you miyachid for a Shabbos achas, that shouldn't work even by a stone. The Chazon Ish in Simen Mei Sifkat and Yud Gimel, he clears to say that by a matbeya, maybe even yichud la'olam wouldn't help. The Achrayim say clearly that matbeya only yichud l'Shabbos wouldn't help. Yichud la'olam would help, because even a dove that's not royal l'kach, yichud la'olam helps. But the Chazon Ish clears to say, by a coin, since it has another use, you want to buy something with it, it's unlikely that you'll keep it there la'ilam. Even if you miyachid that way la'ilam, but probably you'll be chayzer. So maybe yichud la'ilam wouldn't work by a coin. So Ibazai, according to the Rashba Shita, that everything needs yichud la'ilam, if you neman like the chazanish svar, you'd be able to answer the Rashba's kashan like this. They were talking about you miyachid la'ilam, by evan it works, but by a coin, even yichud la'ilam doesn't work, because you're likely to be chayzer. But the Rashba apparently doesn't hold that way, because the Rashba asked this kasha, and it can't be mechalatin evan and matbeah, because you manav shech, if you miyachid it, then both of them shouldn't be muksa, and if you're not, then both of them should be muksa. Al karchach, he holds you need yichud la'ilam, and that works by evan. Al karchach, he holds by a coin also it works. See, it's also a shaila why it works if you pirif before Shabbos. The Magen Avraham says that the reason why it works if you do the pirif on the coin before Shabbos is that's more than yichud, that's a maisa. We had early in the fourth parak that a maisa works. If you do a maisa works. The Chazon Ish says you have to be mechalik. There it's mavur that doing atmana, that's not a maisa. That's just using it. Using it doesn't necessarily work. So if it's not roi to use, using it wouldn't make a yichud. But here you're doing more than just using it. You're establishing it, you're putting it into the beged. You're changing it. You're making it a part of the beged. So it's a maisa to make it into a kli. That would work even without yichud. But the Chazon Ish himself clears to say, not like the Magen Avraham, that maybe Enechanami it's not called a maisa, and the coin will remain muksa. It's just there wouldn't be an issa carrying it because it's like a total kalacha yad. You're not carrying the coin directly. You're carrying the beggar. The coin's coming along. The beggar doesn't become a basis to the coin. So let's chazer over what we just said. The Gemara is mavur that a coin, you can't be pirif on Shabbos, but an evan you could, because the coin is muksa. The question is, why isn't an evan also muksa? Rashi says, yimaksa l'kach. The question is, so why don't you say the coin also yimaksa l'kach? So the Achreinim say, the Magen Avraham already says in Simen Shin Ches, and the Achreinim of Kegentai Shabbos brings it in Simen Shin Gimel, there's a coin is roi for this yichud, so mel yichud l'Shabbos achas works. The matbeya is not roi for this yichud, so mel yichud for Shabbos achas wouldn't work. Very good, why the Rashba asked the kasha, the Rashba holds that yichud for Shabbos achas never works, so iman of shech yichud l'olam would work by both the evan and a matbeya. The Chazon Ish clears to say that even yichud la'olam won't work by matbeah because you could be chayzer. And that the prefa before Shabbos works, the Magen Avraham says it's because it's called a maisa. So according to Magen Avraham, we're coming afinu la'alacha, that even if now it's no longer parif, but once you were parif it before Shabbos, the coin, you'll have to actually now l'chatchila be parif the coin again, because it's no longer muksa. The Chazon Ish clears that it's not called a maisa. The prefa before Shabbos would work, because it's not considered a tiltul once it's already parif. But it would still remain muksa. Now it fit with the Chazon Ish Shitasa that you really can't make a coin not muksa. It doesn't become miyuchid because you'll be chayzer from it.